I'm glad you came to see me, and if the others think it's because you're a vain young boy, trying to shine by reflection, perhaps they won't pay too much attention to you. What?
Oris, listen. I know you've wits enough in that head.
With that, he stood still again, eyes gleaming.
Pox went on.
Yes, indeed. As someone told me recently, Marakaian are all one brew, and that a heady one. I'll tell you what, young Marakai, you keep your wits about you, and you'll have something to hold up your head about, and I'll see that it's known.
Can I do something for you, really? What can I do?
I want to know the extent of the division in the council. Who opposes your father on what issues and why, if you know?
Oh, right now?
If you have anything to tell. But come into the next room. You can take a look at my mail and have something to drink. Once seated at the table, Aris recovered his usual ebullience and told Pox what he knew of council business with expressions that had Leith on the edge of laughter. Pox did not correct him, for she wanted his first impressions, scurrilous though they were.
Part of it's the Red Duke, he said,
coming to what interested Pox without any prompting at all. They call him the Fox, and I can see why. Oh, that's right, you know him. Well, then, you know what I mean. My father says it's not slyness, just intelligence. But some of the others don't trust him at all. They say he got too rich too fast. No one could be so lucky as that. Someone had to be helping him, and, of course, they think it's Simiots or something. Even worse. He took a swallow of ale from the mug Pox had poured him, and went on. But Lord Varakai, the Duke's brother, he told his page that he had proof of Duke Phelan's wrong. Someone who had been with him in Arrhenius and seen it. Pox managed not to move, merely raising an eyebrow. Aris scurried on through his tale. A veteran of his, who left because she didn't want to stay with such a man or he mistreated her or something, and she's supposed to prove you aren't really a paladin, too.
That may prove difficult, murmured Pox.
Well, of course, you are one, Aris snorted. I haven't seen her, but Dorthan, that's the page, swears he has. Big and black, he says, and shoulders like an ox. But then Dorthan's so skinny, he thinks I have big shoulders.
Pox could not think of anyone matching that description.
Do you have a name for this witness? She asked.
No, he didn't know that. Why? Would you know her by name?
I might, if she fought in the company the same years I did. Go on. But that was all Aris knew of the mysterious witness. He told a long, involved story, going the rounds of the squires concerning a second son of Clanneth's younger brother, and Conhalt's heir, and a girl of the Destborn household, which supposedly explained why Conhalt was supporting Marakai's position on the side of the royal guard. But Pox found she couldn't follow either the positions or the reasons. She was about to send him away when another knock on the outer door drew Leith. Aris looked scared.
If that's Juris, do you have to tell him I'm here?
Would he be angry?
That I came?
Yes. When I told him today that I knew you, he said to let you alone. And then Leith announced the Kurgan Marakai. Pox got up and jerked her thumb at Aris. Come on, Aris, and see what the protection of paladins is worth. In the other room, the Kurgan looked both embarrassed and annoyed.
My pardon, lady, for disturbing you, but I feared my brother might...
Aha!
As he caught sight of Aris behind Pox. Kurgan Marakai, your brother has given me information I greatly needed, and, being unacquainted with the household, I knew not anyone else to ask.
You asked him here?